Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yes,
look at that.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah,
let's go then.
Welcome to
episode 1, 4, 5, 6, 4, possibly. We'll check that afterwards and I'll edit this.
Wow, obviously. Okay.
Really good start.
Just don't say the episode name though, we'll start now. Welcome.
Welcome to Swedish Football Mafia.
Hello, we're Al Pitcherless. He's dead. He died.
No, he's in Scotland. Transfer window is still open. We got a really, really good offer from a Scottish podcast. We're thinking of bringing in someone from the Guardian podcast in his place. Someone who actually knows what he's talking about. I can say all these things.
That's just rumour. He's dead. He's dead and went to Scotland because Scotland is apparently hell for Englishmen. Premier League is... has started.
Yeah.
It was an entertaining round, especially a couple of games. Liverpool involved in a very entertaining game. Chelsea West Ham, the derby was quite entertaining as well. We got surprises as well. Leicester got beat the first day from Hull, who we predicted.
All three had them down for the drop.
Yeah, but I still think they're going to drop.
Yeah.
But it was a good win for them and good moral boost. And if they can pick up a few points early on, maybe they'll serve them well in the season. But Leicester, a bit toothless. Vardy has a few chances. He punched himself in the face.
He's got that face you want to punch, and he must have just caught sight of himself.
Maybe he thought he looked a bit like you, and then he punched himself.
I don't want to do that.
You kind of look a little bit like Vardy.
Yeah, we've got that same sort of inbred.
No, but you got pointy features.
Ears as well.
Yeah. And nose and
that's
jaw
why I keep
as well.
My hair a bit longer. Yeah, no,
it's very white.
And good for Leicester that they.
It's very white, your features, isn't it?
I'm very white. Yeah.
If you change your color of your skin, you would still look Caucasian because of Hitler would like you.
He does. He did.
Yeah. Are you German as well? Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine. He loves you.
But nice news for Leicester that Mahrez has signed a new contract. Whether that keeps him at the club or whether they've put in some ridiculous release clause or something like that.
I think
it's a signal that at least he's not going in this window.
No, exactly. I think they're going to keep him. I think he's going to stay for the year out. If something disastrous doesn't happen from now to January and he wants to leave. But I think he's going to stay, so good for them. But the big point, except for Leicester losing, Swansea won at Burnley, West Brom won at Palace, Everton drew at Tottenham drew at Everton.
Yeah. Were you reasonably satisfied with that?
It was a game of two halves. First half, we were not in the game. They were completely all over us. And the second half, it was just the other way around. And we should have won in the second. Because after we equalised, we had a massive pressure. Janssen, I mean, the goalkeeper, Stekelenburg, who's probably not going to be first choice, apparently, looks like. He had one of the greatest saves already of the season.
Did you mean Hart? The Hart thing?
Yeah, it might not be that impossible to talk about Hart going there because, as we know, Hart was benched against Sunderland for City. And Caballero maybe wasn't amazing, but he plays with such a high back line. And interesting, they won 2-1. in the week against Sunderland, and then in midweek they won 5-0 against against Bucharest.
Yeah,
where Aguero missed two penalties, but still got a hat-trick.
Amazing! That's incredible. I've got Aguero in my fantasy team.
Me too.
And we still got the. You can still join our fantasy team.
Yeah,
league rather. So I'll put up a link to that. If you've got your fantasy team sorted.
But interested in the story of Bucharest, that the Tifo on the arena was a prank. They were pranked by Dinamo Bucharest.
Oh, is that what they were doing?
Their fans and, you know, some pranksters went in and just said, we're going to do the Tifo. And they believed it was their fans. But then when the game started, it said only Bucharest. And it was the opposite fans who... you had given them colours and stuff, and they thought they were representing their own team, and then strictly after that in the headphones, I mean, yeah. they were not headphones, I mean in the speakers, they started to say that, yeah, I just changed that, and they did. So it wasn't because somebody said it might have been a pun against the other team because they're not in Champions League, but it wasn't. It was confirmed afterwards that they actually put a prank.
That's genius.
A Tifo prank. Yeah, because it doesn't hurt anybody. It was no...
No, that is it. That's a good...
You know, nobody ran in. Nobody got hit. It wasn't any flares. It was just pure fucking brilliant prank.
It's like getting the Hammerby fans to have half the Serda or something like
that. Yeah, brilliant. I mean, absolutely fantastic. So good. I mean, of course, it's really annoying. And they lost 5-0. Got appalling result for them.
Yeah,
two penalties missed as well.
I can't see them turning that one round, to be honest.
No, it's impossible. It's five going to go away. I mean, City can play their under 19 team and they'll still not turn 5-0. But then Manchester United won against Bournemouth.
Yeah,
Zlatan Ibrahimovic scores on his debut, as he has done every time he's
always
played for the club.
Yeah,
went to Ajax.
And that's it. Now that will be it. He will have always done it.
Yeah, if he doesn't go to another club.
He's not going to go to another club.
This maybe when he's 36, he'll go to MLS. 37.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He'll score there.
I think he'll finish on at the top level. I can't see him stepping down a level.
Like you've done in your life.
Constantly. Everyone who has an association with me, I'm actually going up because my friends are the ones stepping down, really, when you think about it.
Since you cut the lawn at Marlins, have you started cutting the lawn at your place now?
No, mine hasn't grown at all. It's been...
What do you mean?
I don't know. Well, my garden's mainly moss, so it doesn't grow very fast.
That's what I mean. It doesn't grow enough for the grass to be cut.
It's barely worth it. It's barely worth it. Wow. I might do it one more time before the end of the.
Really, moss land? What the hell is this?
It's just, I don't know. There's so many trees around. There's no sunshine in it.
All right.
Why are you so interested in my lawn? It's freaky.
No, I just thought maybe you'd become this lawn mower man.
I wouldn't have minded getting the sit on.
You remember that movie?
Lawnmower Man. Yeah, of course. Arnie, wasn't it?
Pardon?
Was it Arnie?
Nah. It wasn't Arnie. It was a cyber movie.
Oh, then maybe I'll have to look it up.
He went into the cyberspace, and I don't know what the fuck was going on there. And he was a lawn mower for a rich woman, like a guy. He was not that good looking. Then he like chained up and like seduced her, and then she was company. Blah. Oh, all right, it's a big story. I don't know what the fuck
I'll
talk
look
about.
It up.
But the good game of the round must have been on Sunday.
Well, yeah, it depends if who you support. I don't think the Arsenal fans...
Well, I mean, for the neutrals at least.
For the neutral, it must have been amazing. It was. Yeah.
How was it for you?
I was pretty horrific. But I have to say, once they scored the third, I initially was really off, you know, with fuck. But then when I watched the actual play, they didn't really threaten again after that. Not much. Not compared to the, you know, when they were scored. So I wasn't as freaked out, but...
I think the first half, up until the 44th minute, Arsenal was kind of in control.
They had
the lead. They missed a penalty. Another penalty missed. They missed a penalty. And were kind of cruising, but then a great goal from Coutinho.
The penalty, and then the goal. I mean,
a penalty is
your favourite player?
No,
Moreno.
I'm still saying.
I don't know how many times you've said.
I've said it for 2 years. I think he's the worst left back in Premier League. And the problem with him, he just keeps on getting worse. I mean, some defenders do a lot of high-profile mistakes, and then it goes like 6 months to make another mistake. I think, he's getting better. But he makes them every other game.
Well, I mean, he was at fault for the penalty. It was a ridiculous challenge. They broke up an attack, so he was caught out of position.
But he's always caught out of position.
Yeah, but that was it. But, I mean,
if he was some kind of an amazing left-back, you know, he was so good that, like, Marcelo or... The time you know, Dani Alves, somebody who gives you so much offensively that, you know, you think, oh, we have another player in midfield and in attack, then fine. But he's not that brilliant of an overlapping left back. Come on.
No, he's it certainly doesn't, like you say, it doesn't compensate.
It's your Achilles heel.
I'm astonished, to be honest, when we've got Flanagan away on, who is not really a left back, but had played at left back, and also Klein, who's played at left back when Flanagan was over on the right. Both of those, I'd be much happier playing at left back. I mean, they've now suggested Mill. In fact, I play pretty much everyone in our team at left back rather than Moreno. He is that.
Well, Brendan Rodgers last season started with Gomez, and then he got injured. So that's
in that sense. I mean, he's. I'm sure Klopp's got half an eye on that, but still, I wouldn't even want Pereira's cover.
Yeah, just get rid of him and get another cover. I mean, it's just he's too bad. Well, and then Arsenal, same old problems. I mean, they didn't buy a defender except for the Holden, the young 20-year-old. And it showed. Cut them to pieces, the Liverpool attack.
Yeah, I mean, there was 15 minutes there where they were just mauled.
Yeah, completely. Oh, that wasn't good.
That's all right. Keep on going. Yeah. I mean, there's 15 minutes there where they were just... And we showed flashes of it last season. It wasn't like it was completely out of the blue. It was very much what Klopp has been trying to do. And you see the real sort of Klopp attacking principles there. But, I mean... Arsenal just didn't know where they were.
Yeah. But same old problem. They still say they need a striker. They still say...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Walcott never improving. He showed flashes and then he's off the game. Still need a center half. Central midfield, maybe they kind of covered it, but another competitor. So it's the same old problem. You can see the Arsenal fans' reactions is it's boiling over. I think it's a lost season for Arsene Wenger. I don't think he'll get fired the last season he has. He'll just run out of his contract. Yeah. Whatever the. I mean, if they're in 10th position come February, so what are you going to do? Sack him with 3 months left, and nobody else will do something in 3 months. So he'll get the season.
Yeah,
how bad it goes. I mean, if they don't lose every game, of course. Yeah, I mean, if they're in 20th position after 15 rounds, then yeah, go. But that won't happen.
No, so, realistically, he's there for the.
No, they will. It'll
be interesting to see who they get. Consider, you know.
Well, during the years of the great times with Henry and stuff, they had eight opening fixtures. They won 8 out of 9 in 9 years. And now they won 1 out of 5. So yeah,
they start poorly.
So they start really, really poorly.
But it's interesting when a team. I mean, they've been very loyal to him, but they've got this. I mean, again, it's like Ferguson at United. How are they going to replace? Because it's sort of the whole team is set up for him.
But I think it's about money. The owners are happy to get in money, and they get a manager.
Yeah, but it'd be interesting when they get a new manager.
Yeah, he wants
it. Could be. Given the resources, they're going to have to spend, aren't they?
I think when they get a new manager, in every team, when a new manager comes in a big team, he needs to spend a little bit. So I think they're kind of waiting not to spend too much now. Then when he leaves, they're going to spend when the new manager comes, but maybe not as as much as City and United spend.
Yeah.
But they'll spend, of course.
And then Monday?
Well, we saw a good derby game as well. Chelsea.
Yeah, I didn't see them. I've only seen the highlights. But the one thing that stuck out for me, which, I mean, I'm not a fan of his at all, was Costa.
Yeah, maybe.
I really thought he should have walked. Oh, I don't think it's even a maybe. I thought it was a clear yellow. Had he not been on, I wouldn't say a straight red, but that's a clear yellow.
Usually, if you do impede the keeper that way, it's a yellow, but he did try to get the ball. He didn't take the keeper out. So I think the ref
studs up on his ankle.
But the ref made the decision. He tried to make the ball. It's just a free kick. But then he scored, which of course is absolutely annoying.
Yeah.
89th minute. The game is petering out. West Ham is looking to get a good point.
It's good job Bilic is so calm, because I'm sure he took that very well.
But Conte really said hard work is the new Chelsea, and they had a higher tempo, they pressed harder.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Conte had a really good game, so unfortunately, for non-Chelsea supporters. So for Leicester fans, I'm sorry, it was just not a season off. He looks like he's really settling in there as well.
Which is horrible.
And then next week we know it's going to be United Southampton on Friday. It's a Friday game.
Is that the first ever Friday?
No, we had one last year with United Villa.
Uh-huh, was that just an enforced one?
Right. And this one is not started. So this is the first one out of a couple that's coming up. And otherwise we got Stoke, City, Burnley, Liverpool, Swansea, Hull, Tottenham, Palace, another derby. Watford, Chelsea, another kind of derby. West Brom, Everton, Leicester, City, Arsenal, another good game. Another time to pressure. Arsenal did the double over Leicester last season, only a team to have done that.
Yeah.
But they have it's troubleful start for both teams.
They both want to win that one.
Yeah, whoever loses that game would be, you know, it's uphill struggle to start the season with two losses.
Yeah.
A draw, I think both teams will kind of settle for it. Leicester will settle for it because they lost the first game. Arsenal because they're away. So I think we'll see about that. Champions League this week was huge surprises. Ajax Amsterdam only got a draw against Rostov at home, so we'll see the reverse fixture on Wednesday.
A bit of a mad one last night with Celtic winning, was it 5-2?
Yeah, so Celtic, Brendan Rodgers seems to at least take them to the Champions League, because they get a surrender a 3-goal lead. They shouldn't do that.
No.
Porto Roma was maybe one of the best ties of the round, ended the draw, so Roma is sitting in the driving seat there when they take Porto.
And Villarreal, what I always like when you see the ties like Porto, Roma, Villarreal and Monaco, you know, these are two quite big teams playing against each other, and one of them is going to end up in the Europa League, which is why I'm quite big fan of the Europa League. I like some of the not so massive teams,
well,
but the former greats, if you like.
Yeah, there are a few good teams, but it's still the second. You know, I like the Europa League as well, especially that you can rotate squads, but you'd rather play in the Champions League, of course.
Yeah, obviously. And I went to the AIK match on Sunday.
Yes, and so you're
Saturday.
You're a Harvey supporter or an AIK supporter?
I'll say I'm an AIK supporter, because that's what I go to regularly and have done for the last. I changed two seasons ago because my son was AIK. But I wouldn't say I'm super passionate, but I do love going to see live football because I'm a football fan.
And how was the game?
It was horrendous first half.
Really?
It was absolutely terrible. Really, really, well, not just bad play, just incredibly boring. The fans were good again, but then the second half was really good fun. So, 1-2-1. I mean, Helsingborg are not a good quality. They were diving a lot. The referee was pretty rubbish. But, you know, going off the other results of the weekend, it was very, very important for AIK to. Have you got the table there?
Yeah.
I mean, they were starting to lose touch. They're not sort of in it, but they're.
Oh,
they're
6 points behind Malmö, 8 points behind AIK Norrköping with the game in hand. So if they win that game, it's only five points.
Yeah, it's still in touch. But had they lost and the others, I mean, they were starting to pull away. They were far, far closer before. But yeah, there's some good. I'm away next weekend, and it's the Stockholm Derby, Hammarby AIK, which I'm a bit disappointed to miss because they are great fun. They are really, really good fun. But no, it'd be interesting to see how the season pans out.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got this Sunday,
and Sunday we got Sunderland Middlesbrough will be interesting as well, and West Ham Bournemouth. So that's basically what's been going on during the week. There's a lot of transfer rumours going here and there.
Yeah.
Arsenal still need a centre half, with Mustafi still linked.
He's linked to Liverpool now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just someone winding the Arsenal fans up because they've gone mental about it.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been any big. I mean, Hart was benched against City, so it's a big talk about what's going to happen to Hart. Or Bravo from Barcelona going to City. It was first talk about Ter Stegen, and then they say you're going to keep Ter Stegen, but then it's Bravo. So it looks like one of the two Barcelona keepers are coming. But Ter Stegen is injured for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So if Barcelona doesn't get a new keeper in, I don't think they're going to let Bravo go just like that. So,
because it's not going to be a big money move, is it? He's 33.
No, but if you look at what was interesting this week, we're going to finish up just with the tactical thought. I think City, with the benching Joe Hart, playing a goalkeeper who can use his feet and really rush from the goal line as Neuer does a lot, as, for instance, Lloris does at Tottenham, who's injured now for 3 weeks, a disaster. Vorm is coming
That's
in
horrible.
For Lloris.
Who's your backup
Vorm.
Keeper?
Vorm.
Oh, Vorm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, but you know it's not Lloris, and he's not tactically the same kind of keeper. But what we saw at City was very interesting. That both the fullbacks literally play central or midfield.
Hmm.
He drops down a defender, a central midfielder was Fernandinho, and then the centre halves kind of play the fullbacks when they have the ball, and the both fullbacks play literally in central midfield. They come and sit in the middle. And we haven't really seen that in England. We've seen that with Bayern. We've seen that with Barcelona does that for a while as well. Still, like this inverted fullback, as they're called. That they basically, when they have the ball, they play as they just congest the midfield so much that they go to a back three. And usually when you think back three, you're thinking, you know,
three centre backs.
Yeah, and then they push the wings, but
yeah,
they don't. The wingers are still there. They just push the centre of it. So it's very interesting and see how that fits in England. But you can see straight away had a big possession, 75% possession, a lot of shots. So
do you think he's got the personnel to do that?
At
City.
I think the way he plays football, you need to have very good footballers. And whatever you say about City, maybe they bought wrong, or maybe the manager hasn't really. They have good footballers there.
Yeah.
He will get them playing. I think people excited work under him.
Do you think Torre will stay?
No. I think Torre will definitely. He's not even in the Champions League
squad.
And he said that he can fight his way. He was linked to Leicester this morning, so we'll see.
Yeah, no, that will not be good.
Yeah, but I think he'll probably go to like Inter Milan or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for this week, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, hopefully Al comes back from the dead.
Yeah, well, I think he's going to be resurrected on Sunday or Monday, so keep out for Sunday or Monday. We're going to have a review from the weekend rounds and a little bit of preview of the Champions League.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.